What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Wednesday, August 29th, 2012, hump day, middle of the week, starting that long, slow glide down to another hopefully relaxing weekend. Actually, we're coming up on the big holiday thing, and hopefully nobody's planning a false flag attack or something to ramp up the wars. We'll get into that a little bit later on. It's also my birthday today. I'm 60 years old, although I've decided actually that I'm entering my NASA years. In other words, I'm T-minus 59 and holding. And holding and holding. And of course, the only good thing about turning 60 is I know for a fact I will not tragically die young. And so in a little bit of a personal indulgence here, going to look at some of the other infamous and notorious events that happened on August 29th throughout history. Today is the traditional day given for the beheading of John the Baptist. So I guess that's a warning for me that I shouldn't let the party get too out of hand tonight here. Apparently, Pope Urban IV was popified on this day, and on the same day, Pope Pius VI died. So that's a push, kind of balances each other out. And a lot of other people. It's also Michael Jackson's birthday, which I guess really blows the theory of astrology, because I couldn't dance to save my life, and I'm not into little boys. You know, I kind of prefer females who are approximately my own age, and I won't say exactly what my lady loves age is, because that would be impolite. But, I was looking at this little feature that we added to whatreallyhappened.com, this day in history, and there's a lot of fascinating information in there as well about all the famous people who were, like, murdered on this day. Like, the Inca ruler was strangled to death by the conquistadors on this day. So what can I tell you? All right, listen, Miss Crystal is in the lovely Miss Crystal. I forgot her appellation there. Is in the control room. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently we already have a caller on the line. So James in Washington, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. This is
what's
Dave
on your mind
calling
today?
Yeah, I'm calling from Washington State. I don't watch CNN very often, maybe every 3 months when there's some major shooting or something on. And as I'm watching the CNN, they're showing General Henry talking about how bad the last one was, when in fact the water's already to the roof line. They're rescuing people. Their houses are flooded out again, and they're showing still photographs. I'm trying to figure out, where are the live cameras at? What do you think, Mike?
Well, the situation here is that it is a floodplain, and it's always flooding all the time. In fact, my wife and I were watching one of the last George Carlin specials last night, and he said, it rains, there's another flood. We see Granny floating down the river, you know, on her shopping cart, and so forth. It does happen. Now, I think a lot of people are very, we're going to talk about this a little more in depth in the show. A lot of people are very worried, of course, about that giant sinkhole next to those salt caverns. They got the butane out of one of them. The radioactive waste, of course, is a different matter. It's solid. It can't be pumped out. And apparently, the guy who was in charge of Louisiana's emergency preparations and stuff just resigned. And I'm worried we're going to see him and his family in a camper loaded with food and shotguns heading for the border. But it is a very unhappy situation. I know that Obama is going to try and do the absolute best he can for the people being hit by this disaster, so that he's not tarnished the way George Bush was. But once the election is over, you know, you can basically expect all the support and assistance and aid to stop, because it really is just a political decision. But it is your basic natural disaster. As regard to the flooding, we already know that the flood control system along the Mississippi has been allowed to deteriorate, much like the irrigation system out west. 2 weeks ago, the Mississippi was at record lows, and they were blaming human-caused global warming. Now, of course, the rain is coming down, everything's flooding, and they're still trying to blame human-caused global warming. And it's always the politics. It's all public relations. They don't know how to actually take care of the country. All they know how to do is advertise what a good job they're doing taking care of the country. We got to take a break for commercials. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we will be right back.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Working to jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her walk on water, we've destroyed.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And another comment about Isaac. And the media is just totally focused on all the flooding and everything because they don't want you to pay attention to all the troops going into Syria. Shh, don't tell anybody. So they're talking about all this flooding here. And what they're not mentioning, of course, is Hurricane Katrina revealed that the flood control system along the Mississippi had been allowed to deteriorate. It had been neglected. Much of the levees that failed during Hurricane Katrina were halfway through renovation, and they weren't properly finished and waterproofed and tamped down. And the money was cut because the U.S. had to go make war on Israel's enemies. And what they're not reporting right now is the reason they're screaming, oh, it's all human-caused global warming, is because they don't want to admit that following Hurricane Katrina, the flood control system was not brought back up to its proper state. They did a few token repairs. They repaired the levees that had actually collapsed. But the rest of it was just left because, after all, we got to spend our money on propping up Wall Street and making war on Israel's enemies. And so it's another disaster, which proves that the government of the United States of America is not taking care of the United States of America because they're too busy with Wall Street and Israel and the rest of that stuff. So I feel really, really bad for those people in Louisiana. I worked and lived down in that part of the country briefly I worked on a riverboat, and you know, they're very nice people, and they don't deserve this, and they don't deserve this death by neglect, this death by funding cut that seems to be afflicting the entire nation right now, pretty much from coast to coast here. Now, before we go any further, I want to talk a little bit about some emails I'm getting, and I'm getting a lot of birthday wishes, and I'll try and reply to all of them personally, but I can't promise that because, you know, when you get as OLD as I am, you have a lot of people who send you email. The two I wanted to call your attention to right now. First of all, I got this email that looked like it came from the United States Postal Service and said, unable to deliver your package for erroneous address. If you do not send, you know, bring in the shipping label, we will charge you for the storage of your package, which is not USPS policy. And if you click the link, it will download all kinds of nasties. So please be aware of that one. A lot of hoaxers out there right now, especially as we get into the Christmas shoplifting season. Which brings me to the second email. I got an email advertising Christmas loan. Christmas loans at 2%. We're still in August. And they're already out there saying, we will loan you money so you can go out and prove what a valuable human being you are by buying a bunch of, you know, poorly made junk that happens to be fashionable and trendy and pay for it on credit. And come on, folks, don't do that. I think this Christmas, we all ought to consider homemade gifts or locally produced gifts. Go out to your local artisans, your local craftspeople, and just get something that's very nice and very well made and send it because it will show a great deal of thought. It shows support for the local community. And one of the most iconic items I got, and I do wear it from time to time, it's this little piece of a seed pod with a lovely little Hawaiian scene painted on it. And I bought it from this homeless guy down on Waikiki Beach. And I did it to help him out, but the more I hung on to this thing, the more I began to realize this is the only one of these in the entire world. You know, he had similar designs on others, but they're all slightly different. This is not a mass-produced copy of something that every other person on planet Earth is being encouraged to buy at their local store. It is unique. It is the guy's personality. It tells the story. And I think maybe instead of proving what actualized human beings we are by how deep we can go into debt at the local shopping mall, this Christmas season, if you are motivated by the Christmas spirit, and I am not, I can't get into the Christmas spirit as long as our government is bombing the people you see in those little nativity scenes to steal their oil. But if you're motivated and you're in the Christmas spirit, make a cake, make cupcakes, make something like that, crochet a baby towel or something that you made yourself or that some local artisan in your community, you know, made that speaks of your local community and your society and your support group, not just something that's, you know, run out on a punch press over there in China and sold at credit at the malls. Really focus on personal Christmas gifts this year. I think it will mean more to the people getting them because we all know where Boxing Day came from. You get a bunch of junk. You don't want to keep most of it. The next day you give it away. That's the tradition of Boxing Day. So really, when I saw this email advertising low Christmas loans here in August, I said, oh, man, talk about destroying the real spirit of Christmas. And, of course, for me, Christmas in America was ruined by the one Christmas I spent in Germany many, many years ago, where it really felt the way Christmas is supposed to be, with a very sincere feeling of, you know, joy and goodwill and total strangers walking around handing out little tiny candies and treats and stuff. You know, and it wasn't costly and it wasn't expensive. It was just the idea of going out and just having this party in the streets of Munich. And I have to say it was pretty much the most wonderful Christmas I've ever experienced. And I've never felt anything like that here in the United States of America. All righty, getting back to some more serious situations and Hurricane Isaac. Basically, the Isaac's eye wall, the eye of the hurricane, is right on track to hit that giant sinkhole. It's about 20 miles away by now. The winds probably won't be much of a problem other than debris falling into the sinkhole. I don't know, maybe it'll make this really low whistle, like when you blow across the top of a bottle or something like that. The real danger, of course, is the flood water, because it's going to pour into that sinkhole and down into that salt cavern. And folks, when you pour a lot of water into a salt cavern starts to melt. And so this is a very, very dangerous situation. And apparently the Louisiana State Department of Natural Resources, which is supposed to be taking care of flood control and all the rest of that, the DNR Secretary Scott Angel resigned today, giving no reason for his departure. So if you're in Louisiana, keep an eye on the highways. If you see Scott and his family in a camper loaded with food and blankets, personal possessions, heading north, I would get very, very, very worried about that. All righty. Now, I among the email I am getting an absolute torrent, a flood, worse than Isaac's flooding of emails from my fellow paleocons, just furious and enraged and loathing over the GOP convention and this whole campaign since the primary season began to make sure that Ron Paul, who had far more grassroots support than Mitt Romney, was kept out. And it got so blatant and in your face. And somebody got on video when they were calling out the roll call vote to anoint Israel and Wall Street's favored child, you know, as the new ascendant candidate. Whenever they talk about the people voting for Ron Paul, the microphone got cut, and they actually got somebody on an open microphone saying, good job, people. I mean, that's how in your face it was. The GOP leadership basically flipped the bird at all of the Republican voters in this country, saying, we don't care what you want. We will choose for you the candidate that we expect you to support with your money and votes in November. That's their attitude. Their attitude is, you have nothing to say about how the candidates are selected. It's all theater. We went through this whole primary thing to make you feel like you've got a say in the process. But in the end, we're going to put forward the candidate we have chosen for you. Blessed by Wall Street, blessed by Israel, blessed by the Federal Reserve, pro-Israel, pro-war, pro-the wealthy, deal with it. And just to make you feel good, we'll slap around the gays and pregnant women just to make it feel like we still speak for you. Which actually they don't, as a matter of fact, here. So a lot of people are very, very angry about what's going on. It underscores the fact that our political leadership are not elected. They are selected. You get one from column A and one from column B. And going into November, on the issues that affect us all, the economy and the wars and this unending blind support for Israel, there is no difference between these candidates. None whatsoever. They're going to try and convince you to vote for them on all these little manufactured fringe issues, gay marriage and abortion and illegal immigrants and who knows what all else. You know, should we grant rights of, you know, endangered species to the Bigfoot? They're going to come up with all kinds of nonsensical stuff. And if there is really no change to be had by voting, then I would say, don't vote. The one thing we can do as Republicans is stay home in November and let the GOP leadership survive totally on donations from people like Sheldon Adelson so that all of America sees the leadership of the political parties is totally dependent on donations from people like Sheldon Adelson and yank the support so they come crashing down. They don't represent the people because they're a party in a government that doesn't represent the people. I mean, the list of dirty tricks, you know, that they pulled. They stripped the Ron Paul delegates. There was a motion made to the Credentials Committee. It was simply ignored. They didn't even consider it. You know, the RNC's bus driver responsible for transporting delegates got lost until after the Rules Committee meeting adjourned. I mean, it makes Donald Segretti look like a choir boy. And it is shameful, it is insulting, it is a slap in the face of everything that America is supposed to be. And between now and November, I'm going to continue to urge all Republicans just boycott the elections and stay home. It's not going to make a difference anyway. And for those of you who think we can't let the Democrats win by default, well, I think they're going to win by default anyway, the way Romney is already self-destructing. But if the Democrats can retain control of the White House and take control of Congress, then guess who gets the blame for the big crash that's about to hit? And already the Republicans are trying to backtrack from this thing. They know they've created a huge backlash among Republicans and paleocons and Ron Paul supporters. They're already out there trying to say it was Ron Paul's people doing all the vote fraud. Oh, yeah, we believe Ron Paul went to all of the media and said, when you have your TV cameras on the debates, make sure that nobody can see Ron Paul. Yeah, we believe that one. The lies are getting desperate, obvious, and pathetic. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough Shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. I guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm still getting emails and messages coming in here. People are furious, and they have every right to be. And the corporate media is already trying to portray the Ron Paul supporters and anybody who doesn't support Mitt Romney as an outsider or a fringe group, nutcases. I already mentioned that nonsensical story where they're trying to claim that all the evidence of massive vote fraud and media manipulation was by the Ron Paul people themselves. And the corporate media is now trying to portray Ron Paul's people as divisive. They're trying to divide the party. And of course, that was all Mitt Romney and the Republican National Committee's doing. They divided the party by telling the Republican people, the grassroots support, the massive grassroots support Ron Paul had, you don't count. And now they actually believe that, like little sheep, we paleocons are just going to, you know, stroll back up into the paddock and let the gate be shut on us. And we will be fleeced for campaign donations, and they can rely on us to follow the flock to the voting booths. It's not going to happen. We are Republicans. We are the rank and file. And we are not just going to go along with the party's candidate if the party's candidate is a jerk. Now, here is something that all Republican voters should be thinking right now, even if you are not a Ron Paul supporter. If Mitt Romney and the GOP change the rules to suit themselves at every single whim while Romney was just a candidate, how are these same people going to act if they should become the federal government? Just think about that for a minute. If Romney just says whatever he wants to say at the moment and changes the rules to suit himself as a candidate, how will he behave as president? That ought to give you nightmares tonight. Now, as you're probably already aware, in the spirit of, you know, our noble vanquished foe, the GOP is still planning to have a video tribute to Ron Paul. And it's an effort to appease Paul supporters and say, see, we really love him. We embrace him again. Please come back and support us. If they're thinking this is going to appease the Ron Paul supporters, they are very, very mistaken. This is salt in the wound, is what they're doing. This is as bad a misstep as when Romney's advisors told him it was cool to make jokes about the birth certificate, because Romney has walked into a huge trap on that one. And now you have all these Jewish Democrats screaming that the Republican convention doesn't dare put up a tribute to Ron Paul because Ron Paul has dared to criticize Israel. And you can't have that on television. You can't have that in the government. The entire government and corporate media must be purged of anyone who would dare speak ill of Israel. And so now the GOP is between the rock and the hard place, because if they go ahead with this tribute, it is going to cost them Israeli support. And if they cancel the tribute, it is only going to further enrage Ron Paul's supporters and probably a lot of Republicans who didn't care about Ron Paul but are equally upset at this heavy-handed attempt to force a candidate on us, because, you know, they weren't just doing it to Ron Paul. They did it to Newt Gingrich. They did it to all of the other presumptive Republican nominees. They cheated their way through this whole situation. Forget about Donald Segretti. Romney's campaign is making the entire Nixon reelection campaign look like choir boys. It has never been so dirty and so obvious in our history. And as Americans, we cannot support this kind of political machine. It is antithetical to everything this country is supposed to represent. We already have people talking about the rise of a new party. We know the system is rigged against third parties, but if support for both of the traditional, you know, money junkie parties were to collapse, a third party could force its way into power. I'm thinking about starting a new party myself. I'm going to call it the Necktie Party, as an expression of the rage that we are all feeling at these GOP leaders who truly believe that they have a right to subvert democracy and the process to enrich themselves personally. That, too, is the sign of fascism here. Meanwhile, the GOP has decided to hang itself a little further. They came out, they approved the platform banning abortion under any and all circumstances. They're going out on the attack on gay marriages. And, of course, they claim they're going to lower taxes. Well, if the GOP is planning sincerely to cut taxes, how will they fund what I'm going to call the pussy police, to make sure all the women are living their lives according to the rules set down in these 2,000-year-old parchments written by a bunch of shepherds to convince themselves they were important people in the world? How are they going to fund the police to go out and make sure that gays aren't getting married? I think they're fibbing about something, and I think it's the taxes. Yeah, there'll be taxes for the rich again. That's their past performance. No tax cuts for you. You'll just get trickled on all over again. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. This story is just now breaking on Russia Today, and I emphasize that. Apparently, some of the GOP convention attendees, the people who were given permission to be there by the Republican National Committee, were throwing nuts at a black CNN camera woman and shouting, "This is how we feed animals." I think maybe the animals were on the other side of that trajectory. Now, CNN has confirmed that the incident took place, but they are not reporting it because it will make the GOP convention people look bad, and that might harm Mitt Romney. This is how we feed animals. Those are not real Republicans. I am disgusted at what this neocon, cabal, cartel, mafia, that's what we ought to call them, this neocon mafia hijacked the Republican Party, and they've turned it into something dark and twisted and ugly. And that is why it is time for us paleocons to walk away. They don't represent the Republican Party. They don't represent the Republican people. They don't represent the Republican voters. They have openly said, "We don't care what you want." It is time to stop supporting a system that will not support us. The Republican National Committee must vanish from the pages of history. And I say that specifically because I'm not inciting to violence. I'm simply saying no more checks, no more volunteer precinct workers, no more phone banks, and certainly no more checks. Now, we are seeing more and more calls for Ron Paul to consider a third-party run. It will be a monumental effort because the very remember, the system is rigged against third parties. The corporations, the fascists, the money junkies love the two-party system because then they only have to bribe two candidates to completely bypass the will of the American people. And so what's going to go on here is if you sincerely want to see Ron Paul run as a third party, you need to go over to his official campaign websites and you need to pledge your support and pledge the fact that you will take part in the petition drives, which are going to be required in all 50 states to get his name on the ballot for November. And it has to start happening now because there is a deadline past which nobody can be added to the ballots because they have to go to the printing and all the rest of that. And if you think the dirty tricks against Ron Paul were obvious and intense while he was a Republican candidate, you have no idea what you're in for when he runs his third party. The money junkies will fight you tooth and nail every single part of the journey. And it's probably going to fail anyway, but it's our last chance to try and regain control of the process peacefully. And before I move on to some of the other topics I want to cover, I want to send a direct message to the Republican National Committee. It's a quote by John F. Kennedy, and yes, I know he was a Democrat, and therefore you don't think he had anything worthwhile to say. But John F. Kennedy said, "Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable." I have spent the last almost 20 years of my life trying to find a way to peacefully pull this nation back from the abyss. Obviously, I have failed. The political leadership, the financial leadership is perfectly happy to go over the abyss and then clean up the mess with a new world war. But I am angry. I am furious. I have never been so enraged with the establishment slash status quo slash traditional parties as I am at this very minute. And this is the kind of anger that is only going to build in the coming weeks. So Mitt Romney's advisors who think this is all going to blow over, and they're already saying that, they'll all be back. We'll spend money on commercials and we'll placate them. And they actually do think you can be herded that easily. And if you are as angry as I am, and I know from the email a lot of you are, embrace that anger, embrace that rage, embrace the hate. We're already seeing people out there saying, oh, it's all just hate mongering and hate is bad. Some hates are bad. Some hates are good. If you are feeling hate for the Republican leadership right now, that is valid. We evolved to feel hate for a reason. It is a survival mechanism. It is necessary to remove a threat to us and those that we love. And right now we are under threat by a party leadership that arrogates the right to choose for us who our candidates will be. And that is a threat not just to Americans and not just to Republicans, to the nation as a whole and everything it is supposed to stand for. There was a dream that was America, and this is not it. Now, possibly as a backlash, or the beginning of the backlash to the GOP manipulations, we're already starting to see all these stories surface in the alternative media that are basically bringing back all of the scandals about Mitt Romney in his life. There's been another story about how he spent the entire Vietnam War in a French palace. Like most of our other political leadership, they're all pro-war, but they've never served on the front lines themselves. Apparently, when Mitt Romney campaigned at this Ohio coal mine earlier this month, the miners who showed up and said, yay, Mitt, they were forced to be there without pay by the owner of the coal mine. They were told, take the day off, you're not going to get paid for it, but you'd better show up at Romney's rally and wave his signs or you're going to be fired. Got a caller on the line, Tim in Utah. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I agree just about with everything you're saying here today. I'm just wondering, you never mentioned Gary Johnson's name. What do you have against him?
I want Ron Paul or nothing. That's basically my political view at this time. The message to the GOP is no Ron Paul, no vote. okay? And I'm getting all these emails from all these other candidates and all these Democrats saying, well, encourage your people to vote Democratic. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not supporting the Democrats. I'm not supporting Obama. I'm back in this very sick situation of which one do I loathe the most? But right now, the top of the heap of loathing is the GOP party leadership, and it is time to send them a message. And by the way, if we all send the GOP leadership a message that you cannot count on our support, if you marginalize the candidates we choose, the Democratic leadership is also going to pick up on that. And it won't have any effect on 2012, but it will on 2016. So it's time for the American people to stand up and say we are finished with these two traditional parties foisted on us by corporate interests. We want nothing to do with the established traditional parties. We want nothing to do with this government of the businessman, by the businessman, and for the businessman. This is our last chance at a peaceful revolution, and we know what the next step is going to be past that. And I don't want that. I don't like it. But at this point, it does appear to be inevitable, because the rage, the anger that is coming across the alternative media and the emails and the social media, the American people are furious right now. And the arrogance of the elites, this idea that we can do what we want and you can't do anything about it, is illustrated by this story coming from Russia Today about how some of these GOP convention goers are throwing nuts at a black camera woman from CNN and saying, this is how we feed animals. Right there is the morality of the present GOP leadership, which prides itself on its moral guidance and its moral agenda. There's nothing moral about going out and telling other people they have to live by an arbitrary set of rules. They're still trying to fan up gay marriage. Ooh, it's bad. It's evil. If you don't like gay marriage, don't marry a gay. Problem solved. But all of the evils in our society come from various self-appointed, self-declared, self-manufactured rulers running around saying they have a divine right to tell everybody else how to live their lives. The essence of the original Republican Party, the paleocons, are that as long as you are not bringing harm to somebody else around you, how you live your life is your own business. How you run your home is your own business. How you paint your mailbox is your own business. You don't need some homeowners association coming around with swatches saying this is how you have to do it. I'm not interested in any other candidates. I'm not interested in supporting the opposition party. I have one message and one message only. No Ron Paul, no vote. Period. End of discussion. There is no appeasement. There is no going back. There is no compromise possible. As a lifelong Republican, a hereditary Republican, my grandfather was drinking buddies with Dick Nixon. I will not accept this current neocon rulership of the party. Meanwhile, speaking of Sheldon Adelson, who has already pumped about $5 million to help the money junkie party keep control of the House, he's handing out $500,000 to just one House candidate, New Jersey Republican candidate Rabbi Shmuley Botek. And anybody who complains about this is just being an anti-Semite. Now, I'm already seeing all kinds of articles about how the electors might save this and the Electoral College might do this and might do that. We're past that point. We're past the point of grasping at legal straws. It's not going to work. The Mitt Romney organization, the machine, the apparatchiks are going to go into the Electoral College, and they'll do with that exactly what they did with the delegates at the convention. The GOP leadership just sent a huge screw you to every single Republican voter. Even if you did not support Ron Paul, they're basically telling you whoever you supported was irrelevant. This is who we demand that you vote for. No matter what the people want. You know, Romney never had the crowd show up at his rallies, and now we know that those were being manufactured. The GOP leadership is saying, this is your candidate, and you, as a loyal member of the party, are expected to vote as you are told, to think as you are told, and to believe as you are told to. I am furious, and you should be too. You should be angry. And if you are not angry, there is something wrong with you. You have just been slapped in the face by the GOP party leadership, who now expects you to turn around and say, thank you, sir, may I have another? Like the loyal little plebe that you are, they think. Meanwhile, as the GOP does continue to self-destruct, apparently there was a Republican down in Arizona, let's see, who made this comment about Middle Easterners look Mexican and want to cause harm. And let's see, Gabriela Mercer apparently made this comment. By the way, there's a cute little video that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com from the Raging Grannies. I love those ladies. I absolutely love them. They're just wonderful. And they did this little music piece regarding this comment by Aiken that women who are raped just naturally don't become pregnant, so we don't need to have an exemption in the abortion law for them. And it's one of the most amazingly stupid comments anybody could make. And then we had that other Republican, Huckabee, tried to up the ante by saying we should never allow abortion in the case of rape because that baby arising from rape might be a good human being, despite the obvious stresses on its upbringing. And this from the same party that does not hesitate to throw thousands of our young people onto the bayonets of Israel's enemies. What about those soldiers and sailors and airmen and airwomen? What might they have accomplished had they been alive or allowed to live and grow old and develop careers? That's not important to the GOP leadership, but by golly, you know, our young people of 18, they're not worth anything. We can just throw them into the wars with wild, reckless abandon, but that unborn child, we're going to make a political issue out of that. And don't get me wrong, I am not comfortable with the idea of abortion, especially used as birth control by people who just don't want to take responsibility for using other forms of contraception. But to exploit it politically like this basically shows it's all about appearances and public relations, and there's no substance behind any of it. So anyway, you got to watch that video by the Raging Grannies. It's a masterpiece. It's absolutely beautiful. All right, I've talked about politics enough here. I got to calm down, lower my blood pressure. I'm 60 today. I got to start paying attention to my health. I have to start giving up all of my bad habits. And so I'm proud to announce that I have been sober now for 156 minutes. Is there going to be a stock market crash in the fall? More and more financial experts and analysts are coming forward and saying, yeah, it seems inevitable right now. And all of the manipulation by the plunge protection team and the high frequency traders really can't stop it, because the real giveaway isn't how high they can jam up that Dow Jones number. It's the trading volume, and the volume is at record lows, and that basically says that all real investors and small investors have gotten out of the market already. And all we're seeing is basically a cute little computer graphic animation produced by these high-speed computer trading systems. They're simply shuffling back and forth between all the banks and the financial centers to try and create the illusion that the stock market is worth something. And they're doing that. They're forced to do it. They can't even stop doing it, because right now their asset value is based on the illusion of higher asset values. If the stock market plunges, all of these banks will be instantly insolvent, because their stock holdings form part of the basis of their cash reserves on which their leveraging is based. Now, there's been a lot of talk about another round of quantitative easing, and a lot of people coming back and saying it's not going to change anything, because they can pour more of this money out there, but it devalues the money that's already out there. So there is no net increase in actual wealth on which to build the economy. And now we're hearing more and more stories that Bernanke may be thinking about calling this off. They were going to go on another program of asset purchases to take the toxic assets away from Wall Street and put them on the accounts of the American people. But even the Federal Reserve is beginning to realize they're carrying a lot of these toxic assets, which will never, ever be made good on, because what they're buying, the toxic asset, is government code word for these mortgage-backed security bundles. And now there's student loan-backed security bundles and auto loan-backed security bundles. They're even bundling the contracts from ADT Security. And the Federal Reserve is buying these up using the wealth of the American people or loans on the American people's credit card, and they're basically stacking these up and saying, you know, these are now the property of the American people, and it's all junk. They're taking these toxic assets Wall Street sold to all these places like Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank, and they're buying them back to make good on the money so they can't go to jail for fraud, and they're dumping them on the American people. That's what they're doing. Will there be a crash? There's going to be a crash. It's only a question of when. They can't avoid it because of that 11th marble. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and sticked up on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to grab a quick phone call before the top of the hour. Dan in Texas. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I want to get you all stirred up again there, Mr. Mike, because logic just dictates I have to. Now, you say you're against the political establishment, correct?
I certainly am now.
All right. Would you agree with me that Washington, D.C. is a gutter full of rats?
I generally refer to them as Sodom on the Potomac.
All right, but about the same difference.
Yeah, it's about it's a gray area we don't need to debate about, you know.
All right. Is the Republican Party part of the establishment?
Well, certainly the Republican Party leadership is, but as of right now, I think most of the rank-and-file Republicans are definitely moving away.
Is Ron Paul a Republican?
Ron Paul is a Republican because you have to be either a Republican or a Democrat to participate in the system as it is currently constituted.
But that's nonsense.
No, listen to me, because Ron Paul himself has said he is a libertarian. And technically, I'm a Republican, but I'm a paleocon. So the GOP party has actually fractured, and it's been factionalizing for quite a long time, and now the factions are basically breaking into giant earthquake faults.
Look,
so,
he spent 22 years in the gutter with all the other rats, and he smells like a rat.
Yeah, but go back and look at all of the speeches he has made on the floor of the United States Congress.
Okay,
he is not cut from the same cloth.
No, you go back and you look. You can compile it. You're very good at this kind of matter. You go back and you compile all the appearances he's had on shows like Alex Jones, and then you go back and compile all his appearances on shows like CNN or Fox or other television networks, and you compare what he says on Alex Jones and the shows of that nature to what he says on the mainstream media where he talks out both sides of his neck.
Well,
I have to
be very honest. I have never seen that, and I hope whatever Mitt Romney's campaign was paying you for that phone call was worth the 30 pieces of silver. And you know they're going to be hiring public relations firms and the prostitutes left and right. It's already started. We're seeing all over the corporate media the portrayal of Ron Paul supporters as sore losers because they won't come back and support Mitt Romney. So here's a message to the Republican National Committee. Yeah, I'm a sore loser. Deal with it. In fact, right now, everybody listening to the show is a Republican. I want you to raise your right hand, okay? Over in Colorado, get your hand up. And just repeat after me. No Ron Paul, no vote. No Ron Paul, no vote. No Ron Paul, no vote. That's the message we're going to be putting out here. I'm not interested in third-party candidates. We are going to see a withering attack on Ron Paul and his supporters. This last phone call, it's just the breeze that announces the coming storm. They're going to say, you're sore losers for not supporting the party. I'm not going to support a party that does not support me. We're going to take a break for station identification. I'm going to try and get back to my happy place. And we'll be right back.
It's true.